All right, Mark in Florida finds the Money Pit on WCCF, and you want to turn a garage into a room. Well, Mark, I was just filming while you were out in Fort Lauderdale for 2 weeks, and we turned about 3 garages into rooms. So why didn't you apply?
I didn't know that you were doing it.
It
Plus,
seems
I'm on
like
the West
that's
Coast,
what...
not in Fort Lauderdale.
We travel, man. What can we do for you?
Well, we have a standard 2-car garage with a single door remote control, and I have a side regular door to go out of.
Okay.
And the air conditioning is mounted in the ceiling level, so I've got everything on the ground is all open. And I'd like to seal it off and turn it into another room and be able to have it air conditioned too. And from my air conditioning, I know I could probably bring a vent right off of that. But I was just curious about what you suggest in putting up in front of the door, because the rest of the room would be more concrete, but the door obviously is not. And
the garage door.
You think something like
you mean,
that would
you mean the garage door?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, I've seen that done well, and I've seen that done very badly.
Well, is the garage door going to stay functional, or are you just going to pretend it doesn't exist and keep it down?
Exactly. Keep it down.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I've seen it done badly.
Okay. Well, then let's think about it being able to use it.
Well, actually, if you're going to convert that into living space, I'd like to see it converted into living space, including the garage door. I'd like to see the door taken out. I'd like to see the foundation built up so that it matches the height of the rest of the foundation, a wood wall framed, siding installed, new windows installed there in that space, so that when you look at the house from the street, it looks like, you know, it was always designed that way. I really think the homes that have the fake garage doors look kind of bad, not to mention the fact that those doors aren't really designed to be waterproof that way, and you tend to get them to the point where they leak a lot. I've also seen people leave sort of like half garages behind them to be like storage sheds, and that's not really very nice either. I think if you're going to use that as living space, that what you want to do is really remove that door, frame it in, put a window in there, whatever else you want to do to make it look like the front of your house, put some shutters up, and make it look like it was always part of the house. I think that's the best way to maintain the value and the structural integrity of the
house.
But
then you're getting rid of a garage entirely.
Well, but you're getting rid of it anyway if you're going to make it living space.
Yeah, but it's only temporarily living space for you. You can still have an air-conditioned and finished garage. You know, maybe somebody wants their car in air conditioning.
Well, then that's the decision you have to make. I mean, if you want to be able to flip it back, then your remodel is just not going to go the whole way.
Right, and I wasn't really thinking of flipping it back. I was thinking of more adding to the house without having a garage.
Then I say get rid of the door, too.
Yeah, I think that's the best shot. Just
would you have any idea what something like that, not going anything extravagant, just moderately, what something like that would cost?
Well, to pay a contractor to do it, you're going to have a mason build up the foundation first. So you're probably looking at least $1,000 there. You're going to have to buy a couple of windows. So I think probably by the time you're done, just refinishing the front wall of the house.
I always say $10,000.
Yeah, I was thinking less.
It's always, you know how it is. You start off at $5,000 and somehow you creep to
yeah.
$10,000.
I was thinking you could probably do a minimum job for about $5,000. It's not that big of a job.
Well, I appreciate it. That gives me a good idea. I was thinking closer to $10,000 also.
Yeah. And listen, when you go ahead and extend those ducts in there, make sure that you also have return ducts. Don't just supply air. You have to return it or it's not going to work right.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, I would have a licensed contractor do
good,
that.
Good, yeah, because you want to make sure the system's big enough for it and you have good flow. There's nothing worse than doing all that to a room.
And especially you want to make sure that by adding this room to the existing system, that your unit itself is powerful enough to do that room as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And okay. That I'll have to check into also.
Right.
Sorry, Mark, we've added a long list of things.
No, that's why I called to ask, because I don't know. And right. I appreciate it. It gives me 2 more things I have to think about.
That's right. Well, sometimes when you call us, we do add to your to-do list.
Well, that's all right.
That's the risk.
Thank you very much for your time.
Mark, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Yeah, if you think you had nothing to do with your house, just call us. We'll think of something for you. We're good at that. Okay, Leslie, who's next?